Halloween on BBC Radio 3. The spine-tingling thrills of Penderecki. A young woman whose life is hanging by a thread. And the soundtrack for a drama that was never written. Radio 3 live in concert. BBC Radio 3. Tomorrow night, 7:30.
Miss It at Your Peril. Well, on a less scary note, Through the Night sets off at 12:30 tonight with what was definitely one of the highlights of last year's proms, Donald Runicle's conducting forces from Glasgow and Edinburgh in Mahler's world-embracing Third Symphony. And to follow it, choral music by one of the few who appreciated Mahler the composer when he was alive, Arnold Schoenberg. Do join me for that if you can. BBC Radio 3, and now a special edition of Jazz Lineup recorded at King's Place in London. The concert's introduced by Julian Joseph.
Good evening from King's Place, London, and once again, Jazz Lineup. Visit this vibrant and inventive space with the band tonight that is as creative as the building they are performing in. Willem Simcock is a busy man, currently enjoying a Mercury Music Prize nomination for his latest recording, Good Days, at Schloss Elmau. The nomination honors a man at the height of his musical powers. He has truly evolved and transcended his position as Radio 3's first new generation jazz artist, and the Elmau recording showcases his solo piano virtuosity, and it also follows on from his solo duo and trio recording Blues Vignette, the album where he first revealed his latest working trio. Like many of the most accomplished jazzmen, Guillaume thrives on collaboration, and I recently heard him sparkle in a duet with star vocalist Cleveland Watkiss as part of his piano vocal series at the Pheasantry in Chelsea. The Anglo-American quartet, The Impossible Gentleman, features the pianist on a recording of the same name with Mike Walker, Adam Nussbaum, and Steve Swallow, and it showcases an exciting band currently wowing audiences at all the international jazz festivals. But it is his regular working trio that we concentrate on today. The Russian bassist Yuri Golubev and British drummer James Madron. And the trio is at the heart of Guillaume's conception, and it's part of his grand musical vision. And today he invites his longtime collaborator and special guest from Acoustic Triangle, Tim Garland, on saxophones and bass clarinet. But he won't play on the first tune, but it's time to introduce you to, with his trio of Yuri Golubev on bass, James Madron on the drums. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Guillaume Simcock.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here at this wonderful place. The last time I was here, I played four concerts in a row in one evening, so this is a little bit more sedate, which I'm very grateful for. I would like to introduce a very special guest to the stand, as Julian's already mentioned. Tim has been probably my closest musical associate since I arrived in London about 12 years ago, and I met him when he was teaching me at the Royal Academy of Music, and we've since come on to be sort of brothers, really, musical brothers, and we've played in many, many different ensembles over the past 10 or so years. I played all over the world and in many different spaces and contexts, so it's a huge privilege to get him to come and play on my gig for once. So please welcome to the stage the wonderful Mr. Tim Garland. Now, a lot of pieces, a lot of songs are often written, you know, about unrequited love or, you know, lost love or something to do with love and that kind of thing. Well, this tune is about drainage in East Anglia, which is a subject I'm sure you're all very passionate about. And it's about a guy called Cornelius Vermuyden, who was a 17th century engineer who came over from Holland on behest of Charles I to initially repair a seawall in Dagenham. And then he got him to go and get involved with the reclaiming of some of the East Anglian fens. And he angered some local people by, he got paid in some land there, and he sold it off to some people from different countries and got in a lot of trouble. But he still managed to get knighted, which I thought was pretty impressive. So that's your history lesson for the evening. And I'd love to say that this piece was inspired by all these historical events, but it was actually inspired by a real ale that I had down in Sussex about 6 months ago called Vermuyden's Triumph, which I thought was a fantastic name for a beer and a tune. So it got me to find out what this guy Vermuyden was all about. But so this is my effort at a little bit of history and music, and it's called Vermuyden's Triumph. Thank you very much indeed. A little taste of 17th century East Anglia then, that's what they were all doing at that time. Vermuyden's Triumph. We can play another little quick one if you're not too bored already. We're going to play a little tune which is dedicated to... Actually, I've announced this tune in London before, and it hasn't gone down well, because this tune is dedicated to that premise that people from the north are more friendly than people from the south. Hey! Excellent. For the benefit of the radio audience, we are. So this is a happy tune called Northern Smiles. On the drums, Mr. James Madron. On the double bass, Mr. Yuri Golubev. And on saxophone is Tim Garland. Northern Smiles, thank you.
Thank you.
Willem Simcock, ladies and gentlemen. His short, shy and retiring Northern Smiles with Yuri Gulabev on the bass, James Madron on the drums, special guest Tim Garland on soprano, leading from the piano, Willem Simcock. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from King's Place in London, where Willem Simcock is in concert with bassist Yuri Gulabev, drummer James Madron, and a special guest, Tim Garland. Now, I'm very, very happy to be speaking with the man himself, Willem Simcock. New material. You working on some new material?
Yeah, I've been writing a lot of the music we're playing tonight is kind of new. A couple of tunes off my last album, Good Days at Schloss Elmo. And in fact, myself and Tim are recording a new album with a group that we play in called the Lighthouse Trio with a fantastic percussionist, Asaf Circus. And we're going into the studio at the end of November to record a new album for ACT, which will come out next spring. So myself and Tim have been writing the music for that and just rehearsing that up at the moment. So it's kind of exciting times and a lot of music to get through.
Well, let's talk a bit about Tim, because Tim is someone, as you mentioned, you've been collaborating with for the whole 12 years since you first moved to London. And he's somebody that's really important in your development, in your, I guess, musical outlook and a great sort of influence, a good sort of big brother influence.
Absolutely. I mean, before I came to London, I was at music, classical music school, and I just started getting into jazz a couple of years before I moved down to London. And I had a couple of albums of Tim's, and he was always a great hero. So it's one of those fantastic things where you actually get to meet your heroes, and they turn out to be brilliant people as well. And I think we instantly knew that we shared a lot of similar influences in both the classical side and the jazz side. And we also got on fantastically well, and that is really, really important, as you know, in this kind of music. And hopefully you can see with this group of musicians here, you know, we're all really, really close friends, and we're just having a nice night out where we happen to get to play music, which I think is a really beautiful situation to be in.
Yuri Golubev is based in Italy, and he's Russian. How did you guys meet, and how did he become part of your group?
Well, from that exact theme, it's such like a family, really. I mean, I was playing with Tim and Asaf in a trio, and Asaf was the drummer in a quartet of the great saxophonist Klaus Gazing, who now works a lot with Norma and Glauco Veneer, a great trio there on ECM. But Klaus had a quartet together with Asaf and Yuri and Glauco, and Glauco couldn't make the recording date, so Klaus said to Asaf, who can you recommend? And Asaf very kindly, because we'd been working together with Tim, said, oh, Gwilym might be up for it. So I got the music sent over, and I went out to Italy to record Klaus's album. And that's how I met Yuri. And again, we shared a lot of kind of musical influences together. And we both have perfect pitch, and that makes a huge difference when you're improvising, and certainly improvising freely, because we both sort of know exactly what notes we're playing at any one time. And that's really invaluable. It's not absolutely necessary, but it really helps you to move quite swiftly through a lot of different harmonies when you know exactly what's going on. And it's just, Yuri's one of those people I just play with, and it feels like you know what's going to happen next in a really good way. And that's so calming, you know, especially when you're in an exposed trio situation, you know, to feel so connected to the other musicians. And when I met James, again, when I was teaching him at the Royal Academy of Music, so sort of another generation again removed, and James was playing some of my music in one of the year groups there, and I just thought, oh, this sounds fantastic, and I really wanted to get together a group with him playing. And again, I know everything feels very simple and clear when he plays, and to me, as a piano player, the people you play with, you want to get that from, well, I guess with any instrument. So that was one of the crucial things when we got together as a group.
Now, you've been recognised by the Mercury Music Awards. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's a great honour, you know. And, I think every year there's a space open to people who play our kind of music, and I was very honoured to be the person this year who got that space. And I think you do feel very mindful of the fact that you're representing a whole raft of amazing instrumental musicians who don't always get the chance to be heard on a wider platform. And it was a real kind of looking into a different world, really, you know, going along a red carpet, talking to 30 journalists, having your photograph taken. And it's all very good fun, and it's a very nice experience, but I am mindful of the fact that, you know, there are so many people who don't have that opportunity who really deserve to. And I said to a lot of the journalists from the more pop music press, you know, I could reel off hundreds of names of really world-class musicians that we have in this country that you will have never have heard of, because they don't sing and they don't play pop music or rock or something which is a lot closer to the public consciousness. So I really hope that with some of those opportunities to speak to a lot more people, can try and get a wider audience into the music that we make, because I think that the music that we make is important. And yeah, it doesn't have a singer telling you the story, but we are here literally, you know, we're pouring our hearts out, giving everything that we have when we play this music. And hopefully when people are here, you really, you can see that. And I think jazz music is something which has a great connection between audience and performers. But sometimes I think people outside of the world that we know jazz get very scared by the word jazz. They get scared by the idea of instrumental music, and they get scared by the idea of improvisation. So having that opportunity for a couple of days just to speak to people from the national radio and national press and say, look, it's not scary what we do. We want to tell a story and to include our listeners as much as everybody else does. That was the main opportunity for me, I think.
Well, congratulations on that nomination. And what are we going to hear next?
Well, we'd like to play a tribute to a wonderful man called Douglas Cooper, who is Tim's father-in-law, who sadly passed away 2 weeks ago. And his favourite tune was Round Midnight, so we're going to play a little version of that.
Well, as Gwilym goes to the piano, we welcome Tim Garland onto the stage. who will be playing Round Midnight.
Thank you.
Tim Garland on the tenor saxophone. Now, I'm a big football fan, and my team, like all the other teams, has a forum, like a web forum, where all the fans can go on and talk about matters concerning their team. And my particular team, which is Stoke City, wonderful team, the fans' opinions tend to be completely polarised most of the time, no matter how well we're doing. You know, if we've beaten Barcelona 10-0 or something, they'll still find something to moan about. And my attention was drawn to one particular thread on this forum, and I can't remember what the subject was, but that there was kind of two warring factions and two very contrary pieces of opinion about this subject. And there were two particular posters who were having a right old ding-dong going between each other, going this, this, and this, this. And it got to the point where one of the posters wrote, you know, you have no idea what you're talking about, you're blah, 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 blah. No idea, and you might as well just go and jump off a cliff, basically. Hope this helps. At the end, which is just like a couple of spaces then, hope this helps. And I thought that was wonderful, excellent bit of ironic sarcasm. So I thought that'd be great to write a piece about. So this one's called Hope This Helps. And in this particular performance, the warring protagonists will be myself and Tim.
Thank you very much indeed. That was a joy forever. Thank you very much. We have a couple more tunes we'd like to play for you. And the first one, again, not a traditional dedication, but this one is dedicated to a French building company, and it's called Monsieur Bricolage. Thank you very much indeed. Mr. Bricolage. Thank you very much indeed. We've come to our last tune for the evening. Many people to thank. Thank you to everyone here for looking after us so wonderfully. Andy, Tom, Will doing the lights, and Christian doing the sound. And thank you very much to Keith and to Julian and everyone from the BBC too. Take the trouble to come and record our concert. Thank you very much for listening. But for now, please help me to thank on the double bass, Mr. Yuri Golubev. On the drums, Mr. James Madron. And very special guest on the saxophones and bass player, Mr. Tim Garland. We're going to finish with a new tune of mine, which is a dedication to Samuel Barber, the fantastic American classical composer. I remember playing a piece of his when I was a kid, and it had a sort of very groovy left-hand ostinato and quite an angular tune on the top of it. So I thought, I came back to this piece, and I thought it'd be quite nice to write a jazz piece in this kind of style. So this is called Barber Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Willem Simcock, ladies and gentlemen. Yuri Gobolev on the bass. James Madgen on the drums. Special guest, Tim Garland, playing saxophones and bass clarinet. Willem Simcock. That ends Jan's lineup, coming to you from King's Place, London. We return here in December for a concert with the current BBC Radio 3 New Generation jazz artist, Shabaka Hutchings, and we all look forward to that. Full details of tonight's programme are on the BBC Radio 3 website. Just look for the Jazz Lineup page. Next week, Claire Martin will be in the chair to preview this year's London Jazz Festival. Jazz on 3 for tomorrow will include Sid Peacock and his big band Surge. So, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Welcome to Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Now, if you like to take your Mahler nocturnally, a performance now of Mahler's longest symphony, his third, the one where he, in no uncertain terms, puts into practice his belief the symphony must be like the world. My work is a gigantic musical poem, he said. It begins at the heart of inanimate nature, includes all the phases of evolution, and progresses to the love of God. A Viennese critic after the first performance there of the symphony wrote that its composer deserved to be locked up for a few years. These days, Mahler's third falls on more comprehending ears. Michael Kennedy, in his Master Musician's book on Mahler, calls the piece an exultant celebration of life, physical and spiritual, sensual and animal. Mahler himself, in his plans for the symphony, said it moved from the depiction of rocks and mountains, the coming of summer, and with it flowers, birds and animals, through men and angels, culminating in a hymn to divine love. Well, here's the finished article now from the 2010 BBC Prom celebration of Mahler's 150th birthday. The lineup: mezzo-soprano Karen Cargill, the Edinburgh Festival Chorus, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra Junior Chorus, and the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. And the performance is conducted by the Scottish Symphony Orchestra's principal conductor, Donald Runnicles.